August 28th, 2017. It's a little after 7 in the morning. And I just wanted to get down some quick notes. These are going to be pretty scattered because I haven't had much time to think about it. But I had a dream. I guess that's where I'd kind of start with this. I had a dream, and I was dreaming about rigging. About securing using lines and hooks and pulleys, and it's about rigging. I don't know if there's any pulleys, but hooks and lines. I was trying to secure a load. I was trying to brace a load. Anyway, so when I woke up, I remembered the dream, and I started thinking about it's one of the things I kind of enjoy doing. And of course, it was really related to what I did as a crane operator. There's so much rigging involved to make sure that we could safely lift the load and transport the load. But then I started thinking about the mast of a ship and the sails and, how rigging. I actually looked up rigging, and the root meaning or the root use came from the times of sailing ships. And when you would rig a ship or fit the ship with rigging, that was what actually outfitted the ship to be ready for use. And so, long story short, I started kind of relating it to my material. And I think the thing that struck me was the first thing that struck me was that in the connect the dots scheme, I always had, I'd always spoke about the different references, the references that our lives revolve around. And that those were, the fulcrum points. That was, I think there was three, I remember at least three ways that I had identified that those references, I guess I could call them cardinal points, because our lives are hinged upon, we were there. These are the priorities, principles, and priorities that our lives revolve around. But I remember there were three ways that I had identified that they served us. One, of course, was that these were the references our lives revolved around. Two, they were the fulcrum points that we could leverage against and that would hold up and support or bear any load. And three, they were the anchor points that we anchored our lifelines to that would enable us to warp ourselves back into a state of rest if we got stirred up. These were our lifelines. I also remember referencing or referring to a tether. That's again, that's sort of, that's a safe, like a safety tether, where climbing rocks or even in a mill environment where there's a risk of fall, you tether yourself. So, and you're harnessed, and you're, if something happens and you lose your hold, your grip, or your footing, you might fall some, but the tether, catches you and supports you. So these were all the different ways that I had considered the value and importance. And then, of course, with the connect the dots scheme, as you follow, let's say, like the doing it by the numbers, so to speak, and you connect the lines, you draw the lines between the different reference points. As you draw the lines, the big picture emerges. So that was, another way that I had referenced these cardinal points, these connect-the-dot references. And I had also referred to the jigsaw puzzle the same way, that as you begin to find patterns and you start to dovetail the pieces together, the big picture emerges. So it takes shape. And of course, the difference between them was one was without boundaries, that was the connect the dots, and therefore was fully scalable. And the other, the complement to that, was the jigsaw puzzle, which was framed with boundaries, and therefore, it was finite. In other words, it was bounded. And I referred, one of the ways I referred to that was an operational platform. So anyway, with all that said, when I was considering the rigging, there was a couple of things that struck me. One was the operational platform of the jigsaw puzzle, which is bounded with boundaries. I sort of just saw that or envisioned that. Considered that like the platform, like the ship. So, that's the stage, so to speak. You've set the stage. That's the vessel. That's the ship. And when you talk about the talent, the crew, then you have the structure, the ship itself, the platform, plus the crew, the ship's complement, or the crew. So I started kind of thinking about that. Then the rigging. So I was thinking of it in terms of a sailing ship. And so, one of the ways, like vision and values. So let's, I guess to draw sort of a pictorial analogy in the mind's eye. So let's say it's a three-master. And so the highest mast, the tallest mast, would be the principles, the values, I'm sorry, the principles, the vision that is our guiding light. So that would be the tallest, structure, the tallest mast. And of course, the mast, and this is kind of what I started to realize, was, the way you connect the dots using lines, this is like the rigging. This is like the support lines that come down to support the mast, sometimes at two or three levels, depending upon how high the mast is. You have all these guidelines, all these tension lines that support the mast. And so that's what I began to realize, that these connecting lines were. They're the tensioned support that adds so much strength to the load that mast can carry. And so principles and priorities, so vision and values supported by the principles and priorities. And when, I started thinking about raise the standard, when you raise the standard, the higher that mast is, the larger the sail can be. The larger the sail, the more power, the more energy it can capture. It can it can harness. The more power and energy it can harness. And of course, if you have like a three-master, You have the tallest mast, vision, and then, I'm complementing that with the other two mast values. And the truer the vision, this is close with, identify with versus distance from, the taller the mast, the more energy, the larger the sail, the more energy it can capture. And I was thinking about the sail, and I was thinking that an analogy could be that, you have your vision and values and all the supporting principles and priorities. That's the rigging that supports and adds strength to the mast. And then the competencies, the character and competence, the talents, the gifts of the crew, that could actually represent the sails. That is what that those talents, those gifts, those competencies is what in the analogy, that's what ho is hoisted up, the skills, the platform itself, the ship, and the operational platform provides the tools, but it's the skills of the crew, the crew's comp or the ship's complement, the crew. That's what determines how much of the potential of that platform is actualized, is able to become realized. But again, it's the vision and values and the principles and priorities that is the superstructure that allows those sails to be hoisted and harness that energy, that power. So this all came from that little seed that was planted by the dream I had about the rigging and how important, how valuable, how the rigging contributed to harnessing that potential. So, I mean, like I said, I knew that I just kind of was able to, in the last day, I kind of, thought through some of this and stuck it together. And I know it's kind of bumpy and not very refined, but I wanted to make sure I captured the fundamental concepts so that I can continue to refine them. So I can use them as I begin to publish the material. So anyway, I think that's pretty much it. It was just a matter of realize, again, it's raise the standard. I realized, the tall ship and a sh the tall a tall ship and a star to steer by. Tall ship, that's that raise the standard. That's how high that mast is, or those masts are. And a star to steer by, that's our vision. Our vision and, our values. And that's part of the tether, because the values tend to limit, and therefore that's the tether. It's tethered. Limit the what kinds of activities we can engage in support of our mission, in support of our mission or scope of activities to support our vision. And that's good. I mean, like what's that guy Tolle, whatever his name was, said that the means can corrupt the end. And that was, to me, that's exactly what that refers to. You have to be guided by your values even while you strive for your vision. As you define your mission and outline the scope of activities that you're going to engage in to support that mission that serves your vision. Anyway, I think that's about all I needed to get down. Signing off.